Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
You have to be verified on Facebook official first. That's how they do it. And if she can't do that, then she can't be Belle. You know how it is? But yes, I want to send my condolences to all you whores out there. I am off the market. I'm sorry. You keep those vaginas away from me. I can't help you out. I am a taken man officially. There's nothing you can do. I apologize. I will Wonder Woman wristband block your stuff from my crotch if you try to get near me. Can't do it. All right? It's officially illegal for me to succumb to your I don't know, relentless pursuits. I'm sorry. You filthy whores, back off. This ding-dong is off the market. There's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. That's right. What a wedding. What a time.
Dude, I am still on cloud nine. I'm also hungover. The after party was something. But, man, like, I've just been sending texts to people, and we're going to be mailing out thank yous, and just really, really blown away by how many awesome people were there. And just everything could not have been more perfect. I mean, it was phenomenal. Like from the beginning to the end. I mean, shout out to everybody over at the venue. If you're thinking about getting married, I can't suggest more and speak more highly of Knotted Roots by the lake over in Lutz. I mean, the staff was just top notch across the board. I mean, just unbelievable. And then, of course, all of the vendors that they work with just crushed it. From the cake maker to Coastal Catering over in Riverview, they catered the entire thing, and the food was off the chain, dude. It was like some of the best food I've had. I mean, and to do that, you know, the feed, you know, 100 people and have that braised beef and the mashed potatoes were like, I mean, they were perfectly seasoned. The mojo pork was just really mojo-y and delicious, and everything was phenomenal. Everybody was so happy. The drinks, you know, it was the bartenders. They were just phenomenal. Everybody was great. It was perfect. So, and everybody had a great time, and I could tell everybody was having a great time, and that made me happy. So, yeah. What did you think?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, from the moment we got there, we were taken care of. Even the photographer was helping us get cups so we could drink some alcohol a little early.
Dude, they were awesome. The photographer was fantastic. The videographer both of those guys were amazing. And I'll be shouting these guys out forever. And if you're on social media, you've seen some pictures, but most of that is from cell phones from different people. When the professional shots come out, it's gonna be awesome, and the video is gonna be phenomenal. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was fun. I just remember at one point, I actually really didn't make it to the after party very long, partly because I had to go to work today. It was Monday morning, so unfortunately, my lady and I both had to work today. So we were there for a very brief moment, but I really cut it loose on the dance floor, which is something I normally do not do. I felt like I had to get the party started, and I really credit me with getting people out on the dance floor and get moving, because there was for a while there, you know, people are shy. This happens at weddings where people just don't want to be the first one to get out there and cut a rug, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And, it took me and a few others to get the party started, and I was happy to do so. So I'm glad we finally got people out on the dance floor, and I just brought my liquor bottle out on the dance floor and poured it up and cut a rug. It was fun.
I gotta say, I don't think I drank water at all yesterday.
Yeah.
I drank whiskey and other versions of whiskey from about noon until, I don't know, 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
So
I kept
pacing myself. I was fine.
I kept saying to myself, drink, make sure you drink water. Make sure you drink water. And I did little of that.
Yeah, me too.
I started to get a headache towards the end of the reception.
I felt it today. And I only slept about 3 hours. We had a hotel room there, and I slept about 3 hours, woke up. We did brunch with her family, and then came back home about 1 o'clock today. But,
I had a room there too. I ended up staying at that hotel last night got up this morning, got up pretty early and headed out. And Leah's dad was downstairs and talked to him a little bit. And then we ran into, as we were pulling out of the parking lot, Leah's mom was out walking around a little bit.
Yeah, she'll do that. Yeah.
And Julia waved at her and she, nice to meet you. And then I rolled down my window and I go, bye, Mrs. Bell. Great, or not Mrs. Bell, Mrs. Anderson. Right. Nice to meet you. And she looked at me with a scowl that I had not seen. And I think it's just because she didn't know who the hell I was.
Precisely.
Yeah. I don't think it was like, I hate you scowl. It was, it was just kind of like a who?
Who are you, bitch?
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that made me laugh really hard as I was leaving this morning.
But yeah, I mean, so many awesome people that were like the life. My brother was like, he was the life of the party. Oh my God, dude, he was out on the dance floor. Her Aunt Kim from Savannah is a show stealer. She's crazy.
She's funny.
Everybody loves her. Everybody loves Aunt Kim. But just a lot of it. Tommy Bassano was a riot last night. Jeez, him and Cindy came out. Just so many awesome people. I mean, I don't want to bore everybody and go down the whole list of everybody that was there. But, I mean, very notable people. Shout out to Galvin and his lovely wife, Jen, and Mike Olivero representing the Bone. Calta texted me the night before. He was very sick, so he couldn't make it. So I was sad, but I get it. You don't feel good, you don't feel good. What are you going to do? You know?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you believe him?
I do. Yeah. He seemed excited about coming, so... Yeah, I was sad. He told me in the text, he goes, I feel like crap for not being there. And I just responded, you should. But then I told him to feel better. So, yeah, it's cool. But, Mike O came out, represented the Bone, and Galvin not only was there and had a great time, but he took some pictures and some video of, the beginning of the ceremony, the way we arrived at the whole thing, the whole shebang. And, I was texting with him today, so that was cool. And then, of course, Kelly and her awesome boyfriend, Jeff, and her unbelievably sweet mom, Gigi, they all came out. So I was just so happy. It was exactly what I wanted. I wanted to look out, like, when we got up there from our arrival, me and you and the other groomsmen, I wanted to look out and see everybody there that was just people that were going to make me happy. And that's exactly what it was. It was just a bunch of awesome people from Don Pablo, Flacco, Eric and Dallas, people, a couple that I met through stand-up comedy probably 12, 13 years ago. They came out and would come watch me and Joe Riga. And speaking of Joe Riga, he flew in from Philadelphia. I haven't seen that guy in like 5 or 6 years. He used to be my right-hand man in comedy, and he did, 200 episodes of my original podcast before I even had a real radio show. He came in and, man, he just, he lit up the room because every comic around was so happy to see Joe Riga again. And there was a whole comics table. They roasted me for the best man speech. Whitmore called him up, and that ended up being hysterical. They tore me up. It was great. It was awesome. But, yeah, I looked out in that crowd. I mean, I saw the Bassanos. I saw Bubba from Wicked Oak and his fiance Stephanie from Empamamas, and just, I mean, the list goes on and on of just so many great people. Voodoo Chef, the Keelix, Shane Shibley, just all kinds of great people.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I met those guys last night. I'm remembering the night as I go through occurrences and things that happen.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
meeting Tim and Shane. I think it was Shane. That's a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
Very tall. I didn't know he was that tall.
And he's one of the best chefs I know. Like, he is the culinary director of every First Watch restaurant in the country, like 250 First Watches or whatever they have. Probably more than that now. But, yeah, just a ton of great people. And look, all the comics. I mean, my comedy family, a lot of them were there. I felt bad I couldn't invite more of them. But, I mean, I invite a lot of them, from Sloan and Matt Fernandez and his fiance, Katie. You know, and she's got history of working at the Bone, too. Nathan Wallace and his wife. I mean, just a ton of awesome people. My buddy Dan, that used to work at Motorworks, and his wife, that we're still good friends, and he was there. I mean, but, yeah, just a lot of great comics. Jander and Lauren Gray, John J. Murray and his wife, Leah, just... Yeah, I mean, like I said, Kyle and Lindsay Roos. I mean, it was like an all-star cast. It was crazy, and that place is gorgeous. So it's like a fairy tale, you know. As the whole thing's happening, you're just like you're blown away by it. You're just like, everything could not be more. But the weather was perfect. I mean, everything was perfect. It was awesome. The food, the weather, the service, the friends, the family. Like, there was no negativity there. It was a perfect day. It was awesome.
I don't want to, you know, keep bringing it up or anything, but I did hear this morning, I was listening to Calton in the morning, and I caught the first segment, and he said he didn't go. He did say that he was going to be sending you a gift, even though he did not attend, which is great. But as far as the Bone people,
yes,
there was Galvin and Mike O. Showed up. Mike Calta was sick, so he was unable to attend, he claimed.
Right. Yes.
And then there was John Brennan, who did not show up. Did he give you a reason for not?
John Brennan was out of town.
Okay.
So, and he told me probably a month ago. Yeah.
Are you sure that he was out of town? Because I heard something else this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I'm pretty sure he had a kid's something with his kid, and he was going to be coming into town a little later or something. It was definitely a good excuse.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
So what I heard, now I'm telling you through another different party, was that John Brennan felt like that he didn't want to come because he didn't want to intimidate anyone because the boss was there.
What?
That's
I didn't invite
Galvin
him as my boss.
Morning.
I invited him as my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get John's point, but also, like, they were kind of clowning him about that because, like, nobody.
I would imagine Mike and Galvin were clowning him because they were like, okay, you're not my boss, you know, that kind of stuff. But, like, yes, I respect John as my boss for sure. But I knew him before he was my boss. You know what I mean? I also chat with him about the Bucks, and we talk about our families and things like that. He's never been an intimidating figure to me. Even when I'm in trouble, I'm not intimidated by John Brennan because he's like my friend. You know what I mean? Like,
that's bad.
I've never felt like my job would be in jeopardy or anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't walk in a room and I go, oh, straighten up, John Brennan's here. You know what I mean? But I've worked with people like that. The poker room I worked in, every time the boss would walk in, I go, oh, crap, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't give me that kind of vibe at all, ever.
How do you feel about the deception with his being out of town when he really wasn't? Well, I don't know. Maybe he was out of town. But, I mean, not from what the guys are saying this morning.
Look, man, it's fine. He gave me a heads up. You know, to where I could take him off the RSVP.
The lie, though, you could have just said, I can't make it. He didn't have to say, I'm going to be out of town. Because now you backed yourself into a corner, and now you kind of lied about your reason for not showing up.
I'm sure I have lied to him more than once. It's what you do when you don't want to tell the truth, you know?
Well, at least he gave you advance and didn't cancel, you know, the night before.
Of course.
Like, you
exactly.
know.
That would be way worse.
That's worse. Way worse.
And look, Mike Calta, I believe he was sick because I know he wanted to be there.
He sounded fine this morning.
He told me he said he had like a stomach thing.
Yeah.
You know, and he told me multiple times he was excited about being there and everything else. There were other people that dropped out like last minute too that, you know, I'm not going to talk about on air because nobody would know who they are. But it was other people that was like, yeah, I think I have a cold, or I think I got COVID. No. I'm like, that's fine. And look, I understand there's a lot of reasons why either A, they really were sick, or B, they just, you know, it just wasn't easy for them to do it or something. It was like, oh, maybe they were, you know, tight with their funds, or maybe they just didn't have anything they wanted to wear or something. There's all kinds of reasons, and it's just easy to go, I'm sick. And if that's fine. I'm okay with that because, you know, there was a reason. Whether it was sick or not, there was obviously a reason. So it's fine. Well, it ended up turning out great.
Yeah. I mean, you're more understanding than I think I would be in this situation. Because there would be, if I was getting married, there would be certain people in this building that I would like to be there.
Yeah.
Mike Calta being one of them. But I don't know if I would invite him because I would assume that he wouldn't go.
Right.
And then you take a flyer on it. Like, he was one of the, I mean, you kept it to 100 people, right?
Yeah, and he RSVP'd. You know, he wouldn't have RSVP'd if he didn't want to go. He would have told me, Mike would have told me an excuse back then, like, oh yeah, I can't. My kid has a play to go to or some crap. You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't have RSVP'd. That's not the kind of guy he is. I will say that about Mike Calta. If anything, he's a stand up dude. Like he really is.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I've never seen anything else different. I mean, look, he's not a perfect guy, but one thing I've always noticed about him, when he says something, he does it.
Yeah. Well, not always.
He was
didn't
sick.
Come to your wedding.
He was sick,
he
man.
He sounded fine this morning. I don't know. I mean, look.
I don't know. Can you hear a stomach problem?
Hey,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm just saying. But that's what I'm saying, though. I would like people from this building, if I were in this situation where I was being wed, and there would be people that I would want there. But I probably wouldn't invite because if they said yes or said no, that's even worse. That would hurt my feelings even worse. So it would be close. Like, I don't even know if I would invite anybody here just because I'd be afraid of hearing the no.
Right.
You know
no,
what I mean?
I gotcha. Yeah, no.
And then if they say yes and don't show up, I mean, then that's, you know, that's a person that could have showed up that would have showed up.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I should have told him when he said he couldn't make it. I should have told him, send Spanish and Pap in your absence.
Yeah.
They may have shown up. That would have been fun.
They would have been a party for sure.
Because I felt bad for not inviting the rest of those guys because I kind of went with the people that I'd known the longest in the building. You know, it wasn't like, you know, I didn't want to invite more people, but I, you know, very limited. So I kind of spread it out between comedians and chefs and friends in different. I got friends all over the place. So I wanted to, as far as the radio people, I wanted it to be, okay, who's been, you know, who have I been around the longest? Who's been influential to me? Who's helped me out? Who would I consider friends outside of here? And that's what I, you know, I was friends with Mike and Galvin long before I was on the radio. Like, we would just go play poker together and hang out together, you know? Like, so obviously I'm going to invite those guys. But I've also known Carmen in Spanish and Pat for a long time,
right.
You know, I don't really hang out with them outside of radio, but it would have still been cool to have them. They've always been very good to me, you know, so it wasn't like a slight to them, you know, but I can only have so many people.
Who was, I mean, it was just those four, Mike Olivero, John Brennan.
Gio, I would have, you know, Gio, I would have invited him if I had more room.
Of course, you would have invited everybody if you had the room, but you didn't. So it was only from here. As far as the wedding goes, it was John Brennan, Mike O, Mike Calta, and Galvin.
Yep.
Those are the only four that got the invite from the station.
Yeah, besides, oh, no, and Kelly and you.
Oh, Kelly, that's right. And Kelly, yeah. And me.
And Kelly's mom.
Yeah.
Even though she's not from the Bones.
She's honorary, yeah.
I just love Kelly's mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you
gonna do? 50% of the Bone invite, well, no, that's not true, because Kelly and me and stuff. So 30% of the Bone invitees either said no or bailed last minute.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. So, Mike,
I had some people, and I'm not going to say any names.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't from the Bone. I will say that. But I had some people RSVP and didn't show up, didn't text, didn't call, anything.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. That's really not good.
I don't like that at all.
That's
like,
you should really.
That hurts my feelings.
You need to put that in the filing cabinet.
Yeah. Well, oh, look, I never forget, buddy. I'm like 911. I never forget, kid. Yeah. So I'm not mad, but I'm
just
like, okay. All right. Let me put that down right next to your Rolodex there. You, RSVP, did not show up. Okay. Didn't call me. Didn't text me. Okay. That's fine. But look, all the food got eaten. Everybody ate it. You know what I mean? So I had enough fat people there. It didn't matter as far as that went. There was a lot of alcohol left over. I brought home a lot of alcohol because we paid for all the alcohol. You know, for the bar, we just paid for the bartender to serve it and all that stuff. But I have a lot of salted caramel vodka.
Oh,
if anybody would like to buy some.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.